You must have had one without, you might have had one without me. Did you have one without
no,
me?
No, I did not have one without you.
And listen to how unjealous I am.
I know.
I'm not possessive of Elsie whatsoever. If anyone else wants to have a threesome with her, just call her up. She's totally willing.
Oh my God, no.
Hey, hey, y'all. Hey, hey, y'all. This one is explicit.
Jessica!
What's up, Elsie?
Here we are back again on the saddle with show notes.
I'm back in the saddle again. These are the shortest show notes in the history of Elsie's show notes.
They are the shortest show notes because there was so much that was coming into my head. I wish that there was like a little something that I could instantly, like, that would instantly write down my thoughts. That would be the perfect app.
I was wishing for that the other day too. Like, we could be Stephen Hawking and just talk with our eyes.
Oh my gosh, that would be so great.
So you know the technology's out there. We just can't have it.
Right. Yes.
But I agree with that. I would like to just talk without, I mean, especially because now, I mean, the Apple Watch actually could really use that technology because you can't type on the Apple Watch. So if somebody gives you a text message, you have a certain amount of like 10 predisposed responses, and you can even customize them. But like, I'd like to be able to say, hold on a second, if that's not one of them, or get you back in 5, or you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah.
I would like an Elsie response and an Emily response and a Scott response. You know what I mean? Like,
everything. Yeah, but then it would be so hard to navigate. I think that's the hardest part, is to train yourself to use those responses instead of you responding yourself.
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
It's true. You're right. Yes, it does. Everything's personalized. It's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got me.
But there is, I'm a little less frazzled, although, you know, because I've caught up with a lot of stuff. And I have to tell you how I did it, because, of course, it's about seeing things in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I finally invested. Did I say this in the last podcast? I don't know if I did. I think I might have.
Invested what?
Invested in a couple of pieces of software that I've been wanting for a long time and that I'm totally in love with.
No,
I mean,
you didn't.
I'm totally. Okay. So one of them is iThoughts X, which is a mind mapping application for the Mac and also for iOS. It is a beautiful application. Oh my God. It is so gorgeous. And some of the best features about it is exactly what I've been wanting, because there's a lot of times that I do a lot of my work in my maps. And it's great to have it all there, and it all makes sense in your...
Which one do you use? I love mind maps.
Okay, it's iThoughts X is what I just...
Oh, is that what you were getting to? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's iThoughts X, yes.
Oh, cool.
So
I think I saw that.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful app. But these are the things that I really love about it. The fact that once I get my mind maps, it's beautiful to me, and I get it myself. But there's a lot of people who can't really understand mind maps, or let's say you're sharing it with somebody else. You need to have it'll be a little bit different, or frame it differently, or format it differently so that somebody else can understand it. So iThoughts X, you can export into almost everything. In fact, I can export from iThoughts X and have an entire PowerPoint presentation, like, made up right out of all of that stuff. It's the coolest thing. I was like, oh my God, now I don't have to do two bits of work. Because usually I do work twice, because I do everything in my map and then I transfer it to whatever it is that I'm doing. So
that's unnecessary.
It's totally genius. And it also has these great things, like you can add a task to every little bubble. So you can you can have a due date, a start date and a due date to every single thing there. You can just drag and drop images and add them in there. You can add notes to it. Oh, and if you add notes to the bubble, the notes that you put up are your presenter notes when they go into your PowerPoint or your keynote, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that as well. And they have all of these great different types of mind maps as well, which I've never seen before. Maybe there's other mind maps out there that do this as well, but I have never seen it in this way. So you see how there's, you know, sometimes there's mind maps with a little bubble and then everything else looks like a spider. It's coming out of its, you know, it's coming out like in a circle kind of, and it keeps growing. Well, this one sets it up so that whatever the little areas that come out of the main bubble, they can either be all of them go down, all of them go to the side, all of them go to the other side, all of them go up. It's so cool. And you can set it so that's the way you do it. So I've been really totally loving the fact that you can do all this stuff. So anyway, there's that. And that's been a big one. And I love it because it syncs to your iPhone. So you have to buy a whole other app, of course, but it syncs to your iPhone. So now whenever I have anything that comes into my head to add to that specific map that I'm working in, I immediately can just add it into my iPhone and I don't have to now wait to come onto my computer. And everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. It's amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
I have all of my to-do items now for the rest of the year in iThoughtX.
Yeah.
And so it's so good for me to be able to open this thing and visually see everything with due dates.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's awesome. And anytime I have a note to add for something, it's great. And if I finish something, I can just tag, you know, you can say that it's done or finished or whatever. And there it is. So I'm super excited by it. That's helped me a lot. The other one I haven't gotten to play with, it's Omni Outliner, because I really do outlines a lot as well. I haven't played with it yet, but I will, I'm sure. I've been waiting to get that one for a while, so there.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
That is what I have.
I'm going to try it because it has a 2-week trial period.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. You have to check it out. And of course, I had to do a little bit of a tutorial because there were some things that I wanted to do that I was like, I need to know if this program can do it. This is before I bought it. And I did see a tutorial from one of my favorite resources that I talked about in the gift guide, which is Screencast Online. There was a 25-minute tutorial on iThoughtX. And so I saw everything that it was capable of doing, and I was like, that's it. That's the one. That's the one I wanted. So then I just got it, and I was like, yes, this is so perfect. I love to have these mind maps.
That's cool.
La, la, la.
Yay.
So that's actually helped me a lot to be able to do most of the things that I've had to kind of do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so
I want to try it too.
For this episode, though, one of the reasons that this has helped me so much is because I had to do a little bit of a recap. I thought we should have a She Podcast recap. You know, Jess, this is the first year that She Podcasts has had an entire year all on its own.
Mm-hmm.
We've never podcast for a whole year before.
What?
We haven't.
Are you serious?
I think so. We just started, dude. We started.
That's impossible.
We started in is it 2013?
Yeah.
What? Why did you do?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay. Well,
it's because I just realized that a $75 coupon expired like 3 days ago, and I'm going to kill myself.
I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, that upsets me.
Yes, sorry. It is upsetting. It's all right.
I just happened to be sitting here in front of a pile of crap from Christmas, and
oops.
That really upsets me. God damn it. All right. Anyway, sorry.
All right. So, but yeah, we have never podcast for over a year before because we started in mid-2013. I mean, mid-2014. 2014, yes.
And then I had the baby in November.
Yep.
You're right.
But even then, it was only half a year that we did She Podcasts. So this is the first year that we've done our podcast for
January
the whole year.
January to December.
Yeah, totally. So yeah. I was like kind of stunned. I was like, oh my God, we've never done. No wonder we are feeling so much more tired about this.
Because our last year, you know what's funny is because not only that, but this is the first time we've had a holiday together. Even though we've been doing it since May of 2014.
Right.
I was gone. I was disappearo. I was persona non grata.
Because you were having babies.
Because I had a baby at the beginning of November and I didn't really talk to you until March.
Well, we did.
We did talk.
And you would occasionally come to a show. But let's recap, because this is what happened. So it's so funny when I was looking back, I'm like, oh, my God. So Jessica, for episode 32, 33 and 34, you were not around.
I was not around.
You were not around.
This is what I was going to tell you before we started chatting. I think I talked about this last time. Remember, I was pulling the Best of Jess episodes. I was listening to the one that I came back, like the first one that I came back. And first of all, we're so excited to talk to each other. It's disgusting.
I know. You guys, okay, go ahead.
It's revolting how excited we were just to talk to one another.
Yeah. Revolting.
It was revolting. But that's the episode where I did Bounce Bitch. That's the episode where I was just like, his whole life is a choice.
Yes.
I just thought that was funny. I mean, actually, there's something else about it that I wanted to tell you, but now I can't remember what it was. But it was just hilarious how different, I don't know, I guess just how different it was since having a baby But honestly, and you're just like, I was parenting all by myself. Like you said, you felt like a single parent, which is so adorable.
I totally was. So just as a recap, guys, because there's a lot of you guys that are probably listening for the first time that don't know that, you know, the I guess the history
story,
of She podcast or whatnot.
Right.
But then we're going to do a little bit of a recap. And if you guys came in through the end of the year, through the middle of the year or something, this is so great. So the first couple of episodes, I really focused in on doing like, you know, how to get a sponsor for your podcast and sales, which are episodes number 32 and 33. And then I couldn't find anybody to do the podcast with me because Jess, for the third week of January, she just couldn't do it. And it was like last minute and I'm thinking, what in the world am I going to do? It's the only She podcast that it's like solo, I think. It's a full-on solo show. Jess has been by herself for She Podcast this year, where we played
just once.
You know, but we did the NMX session. So you did like 5 minutes by yourself. I did like 30 minutes by myself. It was the hardest thing I think I've done this year.
Actually am not sad about the solo shows when I do them. Like, it's funny that you don't like to do it. I find that very interesting because I did them for the Money Cast. I did them for Lady Business. And I was pretty cool doing it for She Podcast too. Like, I mean, of course, I prefer you, but I just kind of pretend like I'm talking to you when you're not here. So it's fine.
Well, see, here's the thing with that. What happened with me is like, of course, I prepared like crazy. So it was like a really prepared thing. And then in the middle of the podcast episode, I had like a total out of body experience where I was like, who am I talking? What am I doing? What am I saying?
It was almost like you were high.
It was weird. And so
that's
then I thought,
hilarious.
This is
Elsie
the weird
had like a flashback, an acid flashback. So funny.
So I'm in it and I'm going, what am I talking about? And it was just, and then I felt kind of, for a second, I had a little bit of a anxiety panic attack. Like I just wanted to stop, kind of like going, what the? Who do I think I am?
You know? Oh my God, Elsie!
I know, it's so weird. But all of this happened in seconds though, Jess. It's not like it doesn't happen forever. But I was just thinking like, that's just so weird. I'm just sitting here behind a microphone talking to who? Who am I talking to? So then I got a little bit like
that's
wigged
so
out.
So weird.
So
that's
anyway.
That's very weird of you.
It's totally weird. So that's how the year started. But then when we did the overwhelm rant, because that's what it's called. The show is episode number 35, and it's called The Overwhelm Rant, a.k.a. Women Podcaster Troubles.
Yes. Oh, that's the rant.
Yes, that's the rant.
Got it.
And
yep.
I love that episode. Mm-hmm. So if you guys kind of want to get to know us, I think that is a really good one for people to start with, too, because it's so fun.
I agree. I wish I could remember what I was trying to – I mean, I did want to tell you, like, when I was going back and – then I heard that our first comeback episode and how excited we were. But there's something else I want to tell you about it. And now I can't remember. Do you know how annoying it is to have baby brain still a year after? Like, it's not cool with me.
Well, yeah, it continues to happen. I forget words all the time. Last episode, I couldn't come up with, like, I don't know, 2 or 5 different words that are normal words, like dog.
It's different. English isn't your first language. It is mine. This is the only language
true.
I know.
That's true.
You have an excuse. Like, you thought I was going to say, like, you have an excuse because you're older than me. But no, it's not that. Nope, it's not even that.
No, it's not even that. No.
I mean.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. That was you basically coming back. And that was, like, what you would call, like, the first quarter of the year, the first quarter. Monday. So that would be January, February, and March.
Yeah.
Would be the first quarter, correcto? So that's
yes.
when we we did SheePVIP with Natalie Echtal right around that time as well. And I believe that she was our first threesome, I believe.
Yes.
Right?
So yes. I've only ever done one with her and with Kate. You must have had one you might have had one without me. Did you have one without
me? No, I did not have one without you.
And listen to how unjealous I am.
I know.
I'm not possessive of Elsie whatsoever. If anyone else wants to have a threesome with her, just call her up. She's totally willing.
Oh, my God. No, but somebody's going to cut that little piece. No, John, do not clamor that.
Clamor
not,
it!
No, John, do not clamor that.
Clamor it.
No. Okay, so, and John, by the
this
way,
this indicates I know more about Elsie than I actually do. I really don't know if she's up for a personal threesome. She's just podcasting once.
She's just...
We've never actually had that discussion, believe it or not. And I'm pretty close to her. Wait, have we, Elsie? I don't think we have. And I don't think she's ready now. By the silence, I'm going to guess she's not ready to talk about it now.
Yeah, we're not talking about anything like that here in this podcast.
I can tell you that I don't like that.
So, what?
But mostly
what
because I
what?
Mostly because I giggle. I can't take anything seriously, so I'm not the type of person to do weird shit with in bed. Because I can't take anything seriously. Like, I can't even watch 50 Shades of Grey without heckling it, like, the whole time. I'm the worst.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, my
God. She's a good Catholic girl, and she's so uncomfortable right now.
I so am uncomfortable. We were talking about Natalie Ekdahl.
Let's go back to that. So, we had a threesome with Natalie Ekdahl.
Yeah.
Both on the show, and then we also did a she can't get past it. I'm going to go ahead for her. We did a VIP session with her as well, and we had small group coaching, and it was really fun. But we did learn, I think, that it's not our favorite way to teach.
Because
you agree with that?
Yeah, it's just too hard. And part of it, the process is that we set it up, or at least for me, it was something like, how can we get this done with the littlest amount of commitment?
Yeah, and you don't want to start something when you have that.
No.
Like, how do we do this with the least amount of time and commitment possible?
Well, yeah, because at that time, you know, there was so much we were catching up on. Oh, and we were planning to go to NMX. I think we did go to NMX while we were still doing that small mastermind thing.
Yeah.
I saw you there.
That's when we got interviewed by Chuck Joyner, and I was skinny and had very, very short, aka no hair whatsoever.
That was so fun.
I was like
with
practically
Chuck.
Bald.
And wait, that was the first time that we, well, first of all, let's go back. Outsourcing Workflows and Sorry Not Sorry, that's episode number 37. That's the Natalie Ekdahl threesome. And that's when we chatted all about workflows, basically, outsourcing stuff, which is the thing that she's a genius about. And it was really, really awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, after that is when we started to go to – we went to New Media Expo. And that's where we recorded our first live She Podcasts. Mm-hmm. How fun was that, drinking tequila? And what the heck were you drinking?
I was just going to ask, what the heck were you drinking? I think I had like a freaking giant pina colada.
That's right. And you mixed it with something because they gave you the wrong drink.
They gave you the wrong drink. Oh. So I poured it into my drink.
Oh.
What did they give you? They gave you the wrong tequila or bourbon or some bullshit. And I was like, just pour it in. The more the merrier. You don't remember?
Yeah, because I ordered tequila and she brought me some other hard alcohol. That was not tequila. It was like something else.
I was like, that belongs in a pina colada. I'll just throw it in. Why not? Fuck it.
Oh, my God. So, really we did that. So that was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. We should drink together more.
We did that using my little H2 for the first time. But I didn't have batteries for it, so there was a reason why I couldn't use a different type of mic. Anyway, for whatever reason, we got it done. It was awesome. It was super fun to have our first She Podcast meetup, too. And again, it was sponsored by Schedule Max, which is Natalie Ekdahl's company. And it was so good. It was so fun to at least start to meet our people in a really mellow way.
Yeah,
la-la-la.
I liked it.
Yay.
And speaking of that, should we tease our Podcast Movement event? We're going to have a mellow event for Podcast Movement next year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we are. We can tease it. It's going to be so mellow and fun.
Social, if you will.
Social. It's very social. You don't have to – well, if you want to take notes, you're welcome to.
Well, there wouldn't be much point because I don't think we're going to teach anything. You can just take notes on what we're wearing.
Exactly. You can
if you want.
You can take notes on the way, I don't know, anything you want, the decor.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but it's going to be, God, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
So fun, totally girly. You know that outing that you've been wanting with your girlfriends that is not going to get you in like serious trouble? That is going to be us. It's going to be really fun and exciting.
Well, wait, why can't we get in trouble?
Because it's in the daytime.
Oh.
Because if it was nighttime, I could see it. Like, but it would be really. I mean, I guess you could. Oh, I guess you. I guess you could. But still, it's like, you know, very low key and fun and nice.
Yeah.
Alishi podcast style.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it'll be really good.
So what else did we do? What else did we do at the beginning of the year? That was like, that was it. Oh, but then after that, then we just continued working our butts off because we were already, you know, doing all the Sheepy VIP stuff. And then we just transitioned to New Media Expo. And at that time, Jessica was designing like a fiend because we had to get cards. We had to get like a coupon code card thing for Podcasting School for Women, which we're going to launch in June. So we needed to have all that stuff ready. So we were working nonstop. Until, oh my God, I'm losing my voice. Listen to that.
I know, you're frog. Oh, you got a frog God. In there.
I have a frog. Here.
Yes, we overworked and overbooked because we didn't plan ahead. I learned my lesson. I'm not doing that again.
It was insane. It was like all of a sudden, that's what happened. It's like from the beginning of the year all the way to Podcast Movement, it was one thing after the next thing, after the next thing, after the next thing, and then the next thing. And so when we came back from Podcast Movement, we could barely... We didn't even want to think about anything else.
I know. We couldn't. I know.
It was insane.
Launch anything. We could barely talk to each other.
We could barely talk to each other. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, my God, we have to. Yeah. Yeah. That was really no. That was no good. It was no fun. Mm-mm.
No, we have to plan that better if we are going to launch the courses or not. Like if we're going to do launches, even if they're not launches like for online courses, but like. Promotions, I guess, is what I mean, for courses we already have.
Yeah. And you know what it was? It was like then we didn't really have anything. So we had to do everything. We had to do
the
marketing, the promotion, the websites, the landing pages, the content, the email. Like it was everything.
Yeah. I felt like I was buried in our site for 2 months.
And that's the other thing that you did. So like after we came back from New Media Expo.
Fucking designed everything.
You did. You redesigned Podcasting School for Women first. That was like the first thing that you redesigned. The whole entire thing with all kinds of plugins and all kinds of other funky stuff going on in there.
Yep.
And then afterwards, because of Podcast Movement and because of our session, you wanted to have a pretty She Podcast site. And so you redesigned the entire She Podcast site.
Yep.
Again. And mind you, while I was doing the research for what we did this year, I still see that a lot of our episodes, like I would say half of them for this year, haven't even been updated. Like
it doesn't look good?
No, the image that comes with the theme is still on there, whatever that is.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, so it's still there. So I keep wanting to go in there. Every time I go in there and I want to share an episode, an old episode, and I'm like, oh, oops. Then I go in there and I add that image, but only for the ones that I share.
Yeah.
So I haven't done that. So there's
dang.
That. I know. We still have to clean all that stuff up.
I didn't realize that. Sorry.
It's all right.
Maybe my daughter will do it for me. She's trying to learn how to like help with stuff.
Yeah, all she would have to do is just do the featured image and find the episode number relevant to it, and that's it. I mean, it's really easy. It's just that I haven't gone in there, and it's just like a lot of busy work.
Why should you
do it?
You've got other things to do.
Well, I always forget at the wrong time. I mean, remember at the wrong time. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, and then you also redid the J&E Media Consulting. Not redid. You did it.
I did it.
So it was like three. That's like three major websites.
And my own site.
And your own Jessica site. Kupferman. And the MoneyCast.
And I tried to do yours because when I was on a roll, but you wouldn't let me.
No, because I'm on Squarespace.
No, but I did kind of, I don't know, I pointered you.
Yeah, you pointed me and I never even.
It's all right. You don't have to listen to me.
Hold on one second. Yes. Yes, you can do games very quietly with no sound.
Whisper, whisper, whisper.
But you can. Okay.
It's really
cute. Thank you. You can go downstairs. Hey, Maymay. Thank you for being quiet.
Yeah. Okay. That was sweet.
Oh my God, that is so hilarious.
That was adorable.
She comes up.
Whisper, 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 whisper.
She said, "Hey, Mom, one word." And then she gave me like all of these sentences.
That's one word.
Yeah, that's one word.
She's so cute. She's so cute. It hurts. It hurts me.
All right. Yeah. So we did all of that stuff, which is why we were kind of like a little bit on the burnout side during that time.
Yeah.
But we did, you know, and at that time, though, there was all kinds of stuff happening because podcasting was on fire. this entire year. Mm-hmm. With the whole Serial thing, you know, Serial, the most famous podcast in the whole entire world, happened this year. Mm-hmm. As well as all the BuzzFeed stuff started coming out this year. We were talking about all kinds of, you know, feminist things on the show. And they were one of the biggest kind of like diverse with a feminist ilk kind of shows that came out from BuzzFeed, all of their stuff in there. There was all kinds of famous people being quoted on magazines like Forbes and Entrepreneur that were all about earning millions of dollars with your podcast. So we do have some shows that address all of that conversation, which is not the conversation that most of our listeners are actually listening to. So there was all kinds of movement along those times. And also public radio. I love one of the, we had one that was called How Public Radio is Like Being a Victoria's Secret Model.
That's right.
That was really good. That was episode number 54.
I remember that.
It was a very, very good one.
Yeah.
We've had so much good stuff happening on this. I wish, you know, maybe we should just have a list so people can like start scrolling through our episodes too, because they're really fun. They're really
fun. Why not?
We did a lot of really good episodes this year.
We did. But I mean, are you bringing it up because you want more people to listen or because you want people to listen again or both?
I think the people who have just found us to listen to some of those episodes as well, because they'll get to know us a little bit. And I know that there's been some who have totally been binge listening from one to the end, right?
Yeah.
But then I know that there's some people who just start listening from the end. And I think that something that happens with us is that we come up with names that are funny to us or that we, you know, they're creative, but they don't necessarily like, they're not the kind of thing that's like five tips for growing your audience. Like they're not like that. So if somebody's like scrolling through them, you need to listen to the conversations inside of them. They're super fun to listen to everything that we talk about. So you just got to love us.
So there.
You just got to love us and listen to all the other shows. La la la.
I agree.
So now we're moving into the summer. So after Podcast Movement, then we started to create our podcasting webinar series, the educational series for She Podcasts. And we started from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all the big things that we did this year.
We did that big workshop. We didn't even talk about that. We just talked about what a pain in the butt it was.
But right.
We did the workshop. We did a big workshop, and it was great.
Yeah, we were famous there for a bit.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. Unexpected.
Yep.
Right?
Unexpected and fun, and it was really vibrant, and being over there was really exciting, and it was good. It was very good. I really love that. We had presents and planned things and met people and yeah, it was very nice. I really, really enjoyed that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like doing stuff in person. It's really fun.
It's very fun.
There's something about it you can't get just from talking and having emails, and even being part of the group is great, but man, it's really not the same. It's so different when you're in person. You get to see people in person and hug them. It's so nice to hug people.
And give them chocolate.
Yeah. That's a good point. Giving them chocolate.
And give them treats.
Also my favorite. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah. So we want to do more in-person stuff. I don't know if we always want it to be the same, the way it was, but yeah, I think you and I both like doing stuff in person. Do you think we would ever take She Podcasts on the road like the Traveling Wilburys?
Oh my gosh, it would be so fun. How fun would that be?
It would be fun, but would you tire of it?
Being on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I'm not a big,
You're not really down with going places, are you?
Well, I am. It's the fam, you know? It's like having to deal with all that.
But what happens when they're teenagers and you want to get away from them?
Oh my God, I'll be out.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. Then there's like, I'm just going to be like, no, it's just so exciting and fun to be able to do stuff like that.
Could come with you once they're old enough.
They could. And then that would be really fun. And I wouldn't have, hey, one word.
No, but you would have people coming up to Maymay going, I remember when your mom was wiping your ass.
Oh, that's right.
Oops.
Because there's been so many of those times.
Maybe she won't appreciate that.
I can't even believe it. You know what? I'm done. It's so great because we don't have...
You're done?
I haven't had to... Yeah, I haven't... Well, I still have to wipe poops, but... They usually don't often happen while we're recording that much anymore.
Oh, it's more regular. That's
yeah.
Something.
So it's like it doesn't have. Yeah, and we don't have to have our little mini. What are those called? Little portable potties? Those little baby potties?
Yeah, baby potty. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't have. We used to have a baby potty like right next to the bed, not next to the bed, but upstairs because our bathroom is downstairs. And when you're, you know, when you're a toddler or small child, it's learning to, you know. There's really no, here, wait until we go downstairs.
Right.
So that is no longer here, which was the cause of that rant that we had as a mom, you know, the mama rant.
Yeah.
Because I was telling the story of whenever Maymay was sitting on the potty and she made her pee-pee and then I lifted her up and then the potty got stuck on her butt. And then,
oh my God,
and then,
that's right.
You know,
oh
and then God. It spilled pee everywhere and it was like, oh my God, this is so...
Not your life.
No. It's like, I want this to be over. This is so, like, I don't want that anymore.
I feel that way a lot.
So that does not happen anymore. Thank God. We got rid of that potty. Mm-hmm, it's bye-bye. It's gone. Yeah. So now big girl potty all the way, all the time. And it's not bad.
Yeah.
So.
I feel that way a lot about my life, actually. I feel like I'm the only one that can do stuff and it's annoying.
What do you mean that you can do stuff?
Well, because Scott still can't breathe.
Right.
So, like, I end up having to, I don't know, like, his two big things are breakfast, and then instead of a bath, he gives Isaac a shower because he can't bend over the bathtub because he can't breathe. So, everything else is my responsibility. On weekends, it's every diaper, every errand, every party, or we skip parties, every time we go to the mall, every time we go to the grocery store, every time we just need to run out and get X, Y, and Z, it's got to be me. And now that Emily's here, I mean, we took away her car, but she can help a little, but still mostly it's me. It's just hard. And I just feel like, God, I can't wait for either him to be. And then the other part is like, I don't know if this is a result of this or just a side effect, but he also prefers me. So at night, I'm the one that has to put him to bed. I can't get up and pee or he has a flipping fit that I'm not there. And then daddy can't console him. And then he gets sad that he can't console him. I'm messing with my mic as I'm talking. That's bad.
I know. This is no good. You know somebody's going to get angry with you. We need to apologize
sorry,
to John right now.
Sorry.
Sorry, John.
It fell over while I was talking.
Okay.
But yeah, so I can't like – I just feel like I never – I don't know. I was just complaining to you about this the other day. I feel like I never have 5 minutes to myself ever. I feel like I have to take a day off work and pay a nanny to have 5 minutes to myself where someone's not like talking my ear off. Because this is the only time I talk all day. Most of the time people are talking to me. I know it's – once again.
But it's been working for you, Jess. It's been working for you.
I know. Just – I don't know. Like I just miss – I really miss quiet so much. I had so much quiet before. Now I don't have any.
Yeah.
And I miss it. I just miss my own thoughts. How did we get on this rant? Let's go back to summing up the year. Let's sum up the year again, shall we?
I think it was because of summing up the year. I was just thinking of, you know, all those times when Maymay would come up here and the only way that I would calm her down was to give her a boob. You know,
oh, that's right.
And that doesn't happen anymore. This happened this year.
Yeah. So I know. That's a big year.
That's what I'm saying. So the potty experience is no longer like a big issue anymore. It's like normal little kid issue stuff. And then there's no more Nummy, so she's been finally weaned. And that happened in June, like June 30th, I believe. And so then that would be – it's like 6 months of having my own body back to myself after, you know, 7+ years.
It's a miracle.
Or 7 years of, you know, not. And what else – see, those are huge. Those are huge issues. So
they
now
are.
She can fall asleep by herself. You know, without me having to soothe her to sleep or her soothing herself. Like she'll just, you know, cuddle to sleep. Hunter got her own bed. That was another big thing. So she has her own bed, although she's been sleeping with me again, but I don't mind because it's freezing here. So having two tiny little heaters around me is awesome.
I know sleeping with Scott and Isaac is like big potato and little potato. They're both – it's like somebody heated them both in the microwave before they get in bed. So good because I'm always freezing my ass off.
That's exactly how I feel. So I'm like, it's okay, Hunter. You don't have to go to your own bed because I need you to be my extra bit of flesh. and stuff. So, but anyway, she's been doing that stuff. There's been such growth in like in their developmental everything. Like all of a sudden, May is writing her name, and we never even like this is it's so sad because we do homeschool stuff. And when you know when May when Hunter was a baby, we would do so much. Like I would sit down and do ABCs with her. I would sit down and do numbers with her. Color, you know, all that basic stuff. She started writing her name. Hunter did when she was like three. Like she, I mean, at her, you know, in her own little writing, but she kind of understood what the letters
so
were.
Cool.
But she did really, really well. With May, I have not done anything. Like, I'm just glad she knows that there's letters and numbers at this point, you know? And she's still, she's.
What the hell?
It's because I just don't pay attention. I haven't paid any attention to the, what she's been doing. But she's a quick little study. And so we do like a few little things where we'll sit down and we'll do sheets, what we call, you know, homework sheets. And then she really likes to draw lines from one thing. So she recognizes shapes and colors and all that kind of stuff. She loves that kind of stuff.
Good for
her. Coloring things. But then all of a sudden, when it was about writing or about tracing letters, she just hated that. She refused it. And I wasn't going to shove it down her throat. She's like a little tiny person. So then
yeah,
I just left
she's
her
too
alone.
Little for you to care.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. You can, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. Her time is going to be in the springtime. It's going to, you know, her proper schooling is going to start. And all of a sudden she's like, look, Mom, I wrote my name. And she totally did.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what? You wrote your name? So now she's
starts
taught
her that? Did Hunter teach her?
I think Hunter showed her what her letters were, what the letters of her name are. And since it's M-A-E, so that's easy.
Yeah, it's not
right?
hard. Right, right.
So then she totally started writing it. So now she signs her name on everything that she does.
Oh.
And she's constantly asking, like, how do I make this? How do I do that? So it's this, like, it's self- Like, she wanted to do all these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, she's teaching herself.
Yeah. So I'm, like, totally blown away by this little child. And she's been like that her entire – for everything that she's done. When she started walking, she stood up in the middle of the room and just started walking.
If only all of us could learn everything like that.
I know, right?
That it would be so much easier and we would all be so much smarter.
Oh, my God. And it would be – and because I could imagine, like, she probably would have rebelled against it if I would have said, no, you need to start tracing letters.
Yeah, exactly.
So now she's doing it. And I was a concern, too, because she had a hard time holding, like she was holding the crayons and the pencils, in quotes, wrong. And so I thought like, oh, God, she's going to get spoiled doing that stuff. And I just corrected her or just like said, like, you know, we try to hold it like this a couple times. And now she's like the boss of holding holding the pencils. And
the only reason holding like, it is wrong is simply because it ends up hurting your hand, right? It's not because there's a wrong way.
Right.
It's just because it's easier to do it this way eventually, right?
I believe so. I mean, and then it's – but anyway. But now she's holding it in the way that is best for her. And, you know, so she's doing – she's great. She's amazing. So their growth has been incredible for both of them. I just caught Hunter made an addition sheet for her little sister. She wrote,
oh my God,
she wrote like, you know, 4 + 4 = 2 + 2 = for her little sister. And she was getting all upset at May because she's like, no, May, that's not a number. And I was like, we haven't even taught her.
No, that's an octopus. God damn it. Focus, woman. Hilarious.
And it was just like so cute because Maymay, we haven't done any kind of addition, not like that with her. We've done
she's
like, you
really
know,
little for
with
that.
Like stuff like, you know, here are 3 balls and you get another ball. How many balls do you have? You know, we've done that kind of ball, that kind of addition.
She's really little.
Oh my God, it's so hilarious. But anyway, both of them are amazing and great. And but I was just thinking like, how crazy is it that when we first started recording this, Isaac was an infant. Like he was a little ball of human that had no personality. He was just the little blob that you had to eat and change and
oh, he had personality. But yes, yeah. I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Here's his milestone even just for the week. We bought him a sippy cup and it was a pop-up straw because he likes to turn everything upside down. So I don't like to give him the regular plastic ones because he makes a huge mess.
Right.
And I know it's just water, but like it's annoying. So I bought him one with a straw and it's a no-spill one. And we brought it upstairs because, oh, also because we sleep with him and we each have a glass of water on our nightstand, he's constantly asking for them. And then he blows bubbles and then sticks his hand in the drink. And then it's undrinkable. So we wanted to have him his own drink up there. But of course, you can't give him a ice water.
Right.
Anyway, so we brought him a sippy cup upstairs. He could not do it. He kept turning it upside down, looking at it. We'd be like, no, sip it, sip it, sip it. And, you know, and then we would show him. Daddy showed him. Mommy showed him. And he just wasn't doing it. The next morning at breakfast, he was in his high chair, gave him the same cup, did it no problem. He drank out of a straw for the first time.
Yay!
Like, and we were just like, and I think it was because he, you know, they have food pouches like applesauce and stuff that you can sip it out of. He knows how to do that, which is why it was so annoying that he couldn't do the cup.
Right.
But I don't think he associated because he wasn't sitting in his high chair. So when we did it in his high chair, he took it and sucked it right up just like an applesauce. And so now he drinks out of the cup, no problem. But it was like not even 12 hours gone from I don't know how to, oh, here, I can do this.
That's so good.
He also figured out, I mean, again, like last week, give him a bag of pretzels, throw the whole thing upside down. This week, reach in, pick out two that he wants, and then he eats the, you know what I mean? Like, it's so amazing the things that he learns, like, even on a daily basis. It's crazy. It's, but yeah, he's always, I mean, yeah, I know. When they're first born, they really don't have very much personality. But he's always been pretty, I mean, when you have three, I mean, you would know this next baby.
No, totally.
You would immediately know their personality because they're so different from the other two. And he is so much more chill than my other two children that, I mean, he has always been himself. It just is, it's really showing itself in so many funny ways. Yeah, even last night, Scott was just like, Isaac is my grandmother Lillian's revenge on me.
Oh my God, why?
Because he was such a – there's a Yiddish word for Scott called nudnik. And technically it means like a – well, I'm going to look it up just so I can give you the technical definition. But the way that most people use it is like always in trouble, getting into stuff. Like a nudnik – okay, so the definition says pestering, nagging, or irritation or irritating person. And that's him. Like remember I was telling you earlier like – I want to touch this, know this, know this, know
yeah,
this,
yeah,
know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Scott, I guess. And so like, and apparently he loved to do it the most to Grandma Lillian.
Oh.
So lately he's been calling Isaac Grandma Lillian's revenge because Isaac is the biggest nudnik. Like you can't do anything. You can't put on socks. You can't touch your glass unless he had, and not only that, but like he does it with food to the point where like he'll take a bite of food, see the new bite, spit the old bite out. Because the new one is more exciting. Even if it's the same piece of chicken. He's such a nudnik. Anyway, so it's just funny. Like but he hasn't always been like that. But yeah, I mean, a year has been, I mean, ridiculous. Amazing.
Yeah.
His little preferences. And I mean, my daughter and my son too. My older son learned how to make his own eggs. It's pretty crazy.
You're like, woohoo, yay.
I swear to God, he's the laziest son of a bitch I know.
Oh my
but
God.
Like, so for him to make anything himself is a miracle. The fact that he can use the oven. Also, he was afraid of fire and didn't want to touch the toaster. Like, he's retarded.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God.
He's just not retarded, but like, you know what I mean? He's just like, he gets stuck and stuff he doesn't want to do. And he didn't feel like taking driver's ed because he figured anywhere he wanted to go, we would just take him. He's so lazy. So the fact that he can make his own eggs is insane. And he has a girlfriend. And he has to tell me about it, which I hate.
Well,
like, I go pick him up in New Jersey in the car. First thing he does is say, I touch boobs.
Oh, my God.
I was like, was it consensual? He's like, what do you think? I just grab him in the hallway? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I have a girlfriend and she let me touch her boobs. And I was like, never speak of this again to me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know this again.
I guess,
never.
I don't know if this is, well, I guess it's all right.
What, to talk about it on the podcast?
No, where I was.
Oh, for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be like,
you damn sure know a daughter's never going to be like, hey, mom, guess what I touched?
Oh my.
Never. Never. And she's certainly not going to come up and be like, I let a boy touch my boobs. Never. Only a boy would do that. Probably only this boy.
Hey, mom, guess what I touched?
Guess what? I touched a boob. I was like, never talk
oh
to me about
gosh.
This ever again.
Oh,
who do you think
geez.
I am? I'm your mother. He was like, well, I thought you'd be proud of me. I'm like, no. No, I'm not. You should leave this poor girl alone, in fact.
Oh, man.
Jeez. So, yeah. It's been a long year.
Yes, it has been. Oh, my gosh.
In a lot of ways, I miss my old life, but it's okay. It's getting there.
I'm planning something, Jess, and I want to see if I can pull it off because we have...
Me too.
What
are you planning?
We have two more episodes after this one. So this is episode number 77. We would have two more episodes to go. And I want, hopefully, to be able to have an episode like we did last year, which was kind of like last year at the end of the year, which was like episode number 31, which offered up like 33 of our She Podcasters sent in audio feedback for our show. And it was a really amazing show. It was so good. And it was a collaborative, you know, thing because it's exactly like my cup of tea. So I want to see if I can swing this. So it's like mid-December. So that would mean that I have a week for you guys to turn in this stuff to me, those of you that are listening. And I actually will open this up to men as well. So all of you guy listeners who want to add some information to this, I would love it. So here's what you have to do. You have to email feedback@shepodcasts.com and you have to record yourself answering these questions. What microphone do you use? What's the biggest podcasting production tip that you adore? And that could be like hardware, software, workflow, services, resources, whatever. What was your biggest podcasting challenge this year? And did you overcome it? And the last one is, what do you wish someone would have told you about podcasting before you hit go? Those four questions. So those four questions. And I'm actually going to have a new, like a blog post, that's going to give you all the scoop about this. Okay. So if you want to participate on this, you need to get this back to me. Oh my gosh, that's the only thing that I didn't look at the dates exactly when I want this back yet, because this show is going live on the 14th. So I would need this back by December 23rd at the latest. December 23rd, you need to get that back to me.
Also, let us know if you like when Elsie gives you jobs like this.
I know. I know. All of a sudden everybody's like, what? So, because I keep asking people that. So, yes, and I'm going to promote the tar art of this stuff as well. And last year we had 33 people. And I got to tell you, that was one of our best received episodes. In fact, we're going to probably be doing a lot of promotion around that episode so that people understand how awesome it is. 33 tools. And there were like 33 tools of people, of advice. And not just coming from us, because sometimes you're going to be like, Elsie and Jess always say blah, blah. But wait till you hear your friends say that, too, over and over and over again, so that you'll see
that. That's when you know it's good advice.
Exactly. So please get those things to me. And again, it's out over at feedback@shepodcast.com. And you will find a link in the show notes to a blog post that will give you details on how to be part of our end of the year / beginning of the year podcast episode.
Hey, that just reminded me, not to change the subject, that this year we got our first hate mail.
Oh, my God, we did.
Because I said, hey, don't listen to us. Listen to us. And then in my head, I thought, listen to somebody who knows what they're talking about. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we got hate mail. And see how it ruined my psyche.
Yeah, we did get that hate mail.
And apparently, I don't know anything.
Apparently, yeah, that email said. Yeah, we did. We did have, and then if you guys want to listen to that episode, you're more than welcome to. Gosh darn it, I forgot what it was. I think it was about haters.
Yep.
It was a haters episode that we had.
Yep. I don't remember the episode. You'll have to look for it. But I just remembered and thought it was funny. So I thought I'd share, like, boy, how bent out of shape I got about it.
Yeah. It took us a while because I think if we would have recorded the episode right after it happened, we would have had a really crazy episode.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And that would not have been good.
Is it because you think I wasn't ready to talk about it?
No, I think that you would have totally been ready to talk about it, but it would probably not have been in the most, how would I say it, helpful way for everybody, I guess.
productive.
Maybe.
It wouldn't have been a productive episode.
No, maybe not.
Ranty, perhaps?
It might have been. Well, no, we you rant, but there's like a, I think it would have been a little bit too, how do you say it? Gosh, heated up, not heated up. But
emotional?
Like, emotional, maybe. Raw, like less in the brain and all in the gut. And it would have been more like, bleh. I don't know. I think it is called, it's episode number 52. It's called Haters and Code Switching. That was a good episode.
Oh, that's right. That was a good episode.
That was a good episode. I know. I told you. It's like we have so many good ones in this thing.
They're all good.
They're all like, they're all.
Are there any bad ones?
They're all good. I don't know.
How come when Elsie gives you guys a job, you answer, but when I ask you questions about like, what's our worst episode, nobody will ever answer me?
Because, well, do you really want to know?
I never got anybody to give me any celebrity impersonations. I'm still disappointed about that.
Yeah, you got to be constantly asking about that. That's the thing. So, yeah.
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Well, then I lose interest. I don't want to constantly ask.
That's the point. You can't lose interest.
I want to know, and right then or not at all.
Right. And gosh, there have been some really awesome podcasting, like news related things that have come out. And I'm going to have to wait until next episode to kind of digest it because I have not been able to get through all of the information that's been coming through.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to make like a educated, not even analysis, but just simply reporting, because there's just so much stuff that I have to sift through.
I've noticed some stuff. I hope we're talking about the same stuff.
Well, there's some things that have been updated. There's a lot of updates for a lot of systems going on, and then there's been a big. I think Liz Kovar actually posted it on the She Podcast page, but Rob was a part of it, and he had emailed me a copy of this like history of podcasting report, and it really is a report, like it's giant.
Mm-hmm.
That I kind of want to sift through and comment on our next episode, so we could do like one last recap of perhaps the podcasting space in 2015.
Fantastic.
La, la, la. And into the future. We can talk about the future afterwards.
Yes, I think you should do a talk on the future of podcasting because you always seem to know.
Ooh, maybe I should. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do a little of that chat. Mm-hmm. So there's that. All right, y'all. I think that we finished up unless you have some other fantastic things that you need to say.
I literally can't think of one thing.
I can.
What?
Boss Jock. Our sponsor, Boss Jock,
oh my God,
who is like the best people ever. And here's the thing, guys. With this, it would be really great. And I know that I don't want to push this on you all, please. I don't want to push you on this. But if you guys do have Boss Jock and the thing that I just...
Yeah, record it in Boss Jock, yes.
And yes, post it with Boss Jock because it would be really great for you guys to use the functionality for Boss Jock. If you open the app and you do your little recording, and even with Boss Jock Jr., you can finish that recording and automatically email it to feedback@shepodcast.com. So that way we can use that audio. And I'm sure it's going to be fantastic audio for you to be doing that right straight from your iOS device. If you don't have an iOS device, I'm so sorry. But you could still use your computer or whatever. But it would be really great for you guys to start to test out Boss Jock. It's like, it's such an amazing little piece of app. I can't take it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the best app, and it would be awesome if you could use it just to test out the technology and see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, use Boss Jock definitely to record our project.
To give us
a scoop.
We'll
send more information about that in the show notes.
Oh, my gosh. It would be so awesome if, like, you guys were out on the go. I would love to have, like, you know, I'm at the grocery store, and this is my – and then you do your stuff, like, when you're out and about. She podcasters.
Also, you could do it at, like – it's a really good way to escape your holiday dinner.
Oh.
If you have one early, I guess, because it's not. It has to be before the 23rd.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's a little chance to escape or do it while you're at holiday dinner. Do it with your friends.
Totally.
You know, it'll be
again,
good.
On your Boss Jock app, on your iOS, Boss Jock is our sponsor, by the way. They are amazing.
BossJockStudio.com.
Yes.
And thank you to John, our editor, AudioEditingSolutions.com, and to Team Podcast, Chrissy Hausler, who does the transcripts for our webinars.
Thank
you to all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Again, what microphone do you use? What's the biggest podcasting production tip that you adore? What was your biggest podcasting challenging this year? And what do you wish someone would have told you about podcasting before you hit go? Get that over to me at feedback@shepodcast.com by December 23rd.
Please. Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. And that is it. That is it for today.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out shepodcast.com. You can also check out facebook.com/groups/shepodcast if you're not part of it already. Also twitter.com/shepodcast. We're also on Pinterest and Instagram and Clamor with the same, which is shepodcast. And I think that's it.
That is it, dude.
That's it.
That's it, yo. Okay.
Love you, mean it.
Love you, mean it. Bye.
Bye.